we bring in from CheeseheadTV.com. It's the one, the only. It's Brian Caribou. Brian, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want to keep having you because Packers still undefeated when you are on the program, so it's a trend that we have to keep up here. They got the Raiders this Sunday, and all signs would point to keeping that undefeated season going, improving to 13-0. Brian, do you think that the game that was played last week against the Giants is kind of a playoff-like atmosphere? Do you think the Packers have a little hangover from that game, or are they going to be able to come out sharp, ready to go on Sunday?
I think they'll be able to come out sharp because it's at home. Obviously, there's still a lot to play for the Packers. They've wrapped up a playoff spot now. They've wrapped up the NFC North title, but they're still playing for a bye in the first round of the playoffs and then home field advantage on top of it. So those are all little carrots hanging out in front of the Packers, and so there's still motivation for them yet this season.
There was a quote Mike McCarthy was talking about his during his press conference Monday when he told the guys on the bus that they were going to be, or on the plane, that they were going to be NFC North champs because the Lions had lost. And he said it was very quiet. Guys were just focused, ready for the next mission. They were happy they won the NFC North, of course. But this is a team, even though fans have kind of already assumed, we've assumed pretty much everything at this point. They're going to go undefeated. They're going to win the Super Bowl. We've assumed all that. Packers, at least, they are taking it one game at a time, are they not?
Yes. I mean, it was pretty much inevitable that the Packers would be NFC North champions well before this past week. So that doesn't come as a surprise. You know, they've beaten every opponent so far. They've beaten every opponent in the NFC North once, at least. The Vikings twice. They still got to face the Lions and the Bears once more before the end of the season, but those games aren't holding a whole lot of weight, at least in terms of the NFC North Division race.
So we do have a couple of the carrots, as you mentioned, to play for, the playoff seeding, the home field advantage. One guy that really does want to make sure he gets on the field Sunday, a former Raider, Charles Woodson, left the game early with a concussion last Sunday. What do we know about him playing this weekend?
Charles Woodson has been cleared to play. As you said, he suffered a concussion against the Giants, but he's practiced every day this week so far. The first couple days in limited fashion, but he's back to full participation, and he'll be playing in Sunday's game and hopefully trying to shut down Carson Palmer in the Raiders' passing game.
The Raiders' offense a little depleted. They're dealing with injuries as well. The wide receiver's a little banged up. I think Darren McFadden, their star running back's been ruled out. What about other Packer injuries? We had a lot of kind of guys bruised up and dinged. James Starks, I know, one of those. The other Packers, the linebackers, Starks, what do we know about them?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is up in the air this week. James Starks has not practiced yet this week. Mike McCarthy said if he doesn't practice today, he's out. On the other hand, it's kind of A.J. Hawk, one of the inside linebackers, is in a different category. Mike McCarthy said there's a chance he could still play if he doesn't practice on Friday. And Desmond Bishop doesn't look like he'll play at all. He's probably still another week away. So now the debate is kind of like turning to whether the Packers should purposely not play these players against the Raiders because it's just a chance for them to heal up. You know, with the Packers having almost everything wrapped up, do you sit these guys on purpose and just let them heal?
You don't want to overlook teams, but again, you do want to think ahead and be smart as you go down the stretch. You're right. Brian, the Packers down this stretch, three of their last four games at Lambeau Field. It's looking like the playoffs will go through Lambeau as well. Some people have been chatting a little bit, though, that maybe the cold weather's not best for this team. As you saw it last year, they kind of went on the road and won games. Atlanta, you remember that game in the playoffs. Packers more of a dome-style team in that they throw a lot and they're quick, don't really have a strong running game. Is playing at Lambeau Field, and I can't even believe I'm asking it, so maybe I just won't, but I will. Is playing at Lambeau Field somewhat of a disadvantage playing in the cold weather?
I wouldn't call it a disadvantage. I just think the Packers can win anywhere. I mean, a home is an advantage for any team in any sport, no matter football, basketball, hockey. I mean, you don't have to travel. You're sleeping in your own bed, or at least an environment you're used to. All those things kind of add up to being the home field advantage, and you got the crowd behind you and loud for the other team. So add all it up, and the Packers still I'm glad to be playing in front of all their new owners this week.
Yeah. Are you one? Are you a new owner?
I personally have not bought stock in the Packers, but I have gotten a feeling like that may be one of the in a Christmas present under the tree, perhaps. So,
I'm hoping for the same thing. Well, I felt stupid asking that question about the home field advantage. I'll admit it. I felt stupid, but it's a question. It's a topic that people have brought up, and Brian, that's exactly the answer that I think Packers fans wanted to hear. Well, hopefully you get that Christmas present under your tree in a couple of weeks. Hopefully Packers fans get another present this weekend. Again, Packers-Raiders, 3:15, the kickoff. It got moved up to 3:15, more of a national spotlight. The coverage starts at 1 here on K107.1. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, we thank you for your time, and we'll chat with you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.